Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Good reason we kicked out Bobby too. He's going to go do some TV because we got this guy on the phone. I mean, they know each other, they like each other, but I can't wait to tell Lou this.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Louis Black with us. Bobby Slayton is in town, by the way.
So we thought we'd have you, for the last half hour of the week, just to calm everything down.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Just have the two of us barking at each other.
He's doing TV right now, but he'll probably, to the end of this conversation, he'll probably stop back in. I know that you guys are, but you go way back.
How
you
we been? Go too far back.
Yeah, obviously. How you been, man?
Oh, it gets better every day, and it's really just what I dreamed of when I was a child. Democracy would unfold like a flower.
You know, I think of you all the time because I'm watching Bill Maher the other night. I think it was Leibowitz, the girl that writes for the lady that writes for Vanity Fair. She was on there, and she says the same thing you originally told us 2-3 years ago, that people that have been in New York for a long time, and you've been there 30 some years, you guys knew this guy, you knew he was a piece of crap, and you can't believe people fell for it.
Well, you know, they don't like, you know, they, I mean, I literally wandered around the country. Part of my act was just going, you know, to be honest, you know, I've been doing jokes about him for 35 years.
Right, right.
Okay, and to be honest, you know, you see him on TV, so you don't think he's real. And they don't trust us because they think we're, you know, jackasses.
Yeah.
So then they turn around, you know, nine out of every ten New Yorkers voted against him.
Right,
there might be a reason for that, America.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because
if you think that the cure for a democracy, seriously, is to come up with this kind of a person to make it work, then forget it. Just forget the whole idea.
You'd be sad because I know you're sad because you see it more. You're actually around the country, and we have to deal with it here, obviously, and our listeners. But I was looking at Facebook yesterday, and it was one of those things, that those memes that said one word to describe our president. And it was a pro site, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, great, hope. And then, of course, people started, like me, started getting in there and using more than one word, and they were not awesome, great, and hope. But that those people scare the hell out of me. Great,
yeah.
And hope and awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, once again, it's a TV show to them.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's also because...
You know, it all follows out. I mean, I watch CNN. It's like, it's horrible what's happening around the world.
Right.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But there's a certain perversity. God, and this is like... And we're supposed to be funny now. There's a certain perversity to this where you're watching it and... CNN and MSNBC, there's a certain kind of glee that they have. Oh, look, it's horrible. Look at how horrible this is.
Right.
They had a thing that young girl, that it turns out, wasn't there.
Right.
They kept the story going the whole day.
I know.
Oh, the girl in Mexico.
Yeah, and she wasn't there. And she wasn't there.
Yeah,
I know.
Like it's not 1936. And the paper comes out the next day. This is literally, but just wait, why don't you just take my blood? Just take the blood. Just I'll sit in a tub and let the blood slowly drain from my body.
See, stuff like that doesn't help when you've got the commander in chief calling out the media all the time. It merely reinforces what his followers think, that everything that the media does is fake.
Well,
man. And especially, you know, and then it follows out that, Rush Limbaugh, you know, somehow you get this, you literally, you're on the radio, telling people that this is a hoax.
Yeah.
That this hurricane coming is a hoax, and then you flee.
And you flee.
I mean, it's, and then there is no, that's not criminal.
Should be criminal because people believe him, and his listeners, a lot of them in Florida, believe him.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, good.
That's a good point, dude. That's Billy Black, comedian friend of ours. Do you still, because we mentioned this before, because I think you said you did a show in Gettysburg about a year or so. You told us about how you said, I don't care if you voted against Hillary, but if you voted for Trump, I don't want you here. Are you still doing that or getting that at your shows?
Well, no. Once by the end of it, I stopped working for the first in late May, mm-hmm. and really only did a couple of things.
Okay,
I did
got
this.
It.
I went up to this place called Chautauqua, which is in upstate New York, and I did a speech on that was about all I did, was this long speech on stand-up.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
Oh, so and about comedy. It was a thing on comedy.
You took some time off.
And it's this place where, if you look it up, it's kind of an astonishing place. But I was doing it for there's a thing called the National Comedy Center.
Okay.
And that's, I've been doing some work with them.
Great.
And it's kind of a remarkable, it's in Jamestown, New York, and it could be, if it works, it could be remarkable. If not, it's going to be a spectacular bust.
Okay, got it. All right.
Well, so speaking of that, Lewis, I've been on the road a lot binging your Audible series.
Mm.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Well, oh, thank you. How That's people, very kind.
How do people get that again, Lewis?
You go to the devil, Amazon.
All right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like people go, I can't believe you're doing this. Well, find another. Sirius didn't buy it. Yeah. Okay, schmuck?
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm next to the fruits and vegetables. Are you happy?
I can get free 2-day shipping and Lewis Black. I'm happy. Yeah,
exactly. It's part of the prime.
So
and then we've expanded it. It's going to be, I did a series in Canada. That's really what I did. I started up the tour in a few weeks ago. We did I did 10 shows in Canada with Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah, you tweeted out a photo, you guys on a golf course plugging something, and I actually retweeted it. That tweet got taken down for some reason, not ours. Was the show canceled, or why'd the tweet go away?
Who knows?
Oh, whatever. You're both standing on this, you look like a beautiful golf course, talking
it
to
was.
A
kid. Yeah. I don't know why they took it down.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, I thought you said something controversial.
Probably because I took my clothes off at the end and then did a dance to nature.
That's what I thought happened.
I was hoping.
It was something like that.
I was hoping, man.
Ted Cruz probably liked it.
My God. Another one. And now, we did that. So that was why I haven't been having to talk about him. You know, because you go to Canada. Here's a little tip. Except that they take it the other way.
Okay.
A little tip is when the country that watches you, you know, the closest, and sees you on a daily basis, right, and that watches you like a TV show, and they're asking every person that you meet is saying, what is going on? What is the matter with you people?
Isn't that amazing? You're right.
And then on the other side, they go, well, that's exactly, see? It's working. What's working, schmuck? They think we're insane. Okay, when people watch you, in Italy they were saying it, November after the election.
Man.
I was in Italy. They didn't even speak English, and they're the craziest people on earth. And they think we're crazy. When the craziest people think you're crazy, there's a real good shot. You're crazy.
There was a great, I saw a great story about Japan. They've been dealing with Kim Jong-un for 40-some years, either him or his old man. And they said they're never worried about him. They're worried now because of Trump.
Yeah.
Raising the rhetoric, you know. Who knows?
Well, this morning, you know, and then he appears. I mean, it's really, you're going to go, you know, it's like standing there. It's like a 9-year-old in the backyard with a pit bull. Poking its nose, going, come on. Big sissy dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after he chews out their jugular, they blame the dog.
Big sissy dog. Lewis Black with us. So you back on the road now?
It starts in about another week.
Okay,
still I've got a few things I did the daily the other day.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah.
I was really happy with that. That was fun.
Yeah, people were. That was all your healthcare wrap. Yeah,
and then I've got and then I head out really in a week from this weekend. I start heading out.
Did you hear Pence spin yesterday? Wouldn't even answer the damn question. I don't know if you've seen that clip yet. I was talking to our news guy, Craig, about this. They asked him, will pre-existing be covered? And he just spun like a top, didn't answer, like he always does.
Don't know. They don't know anything.
Well, they know it's not true. It's not going to be.
They just know that they've got to come up with something. You know, it's basically just figure out who you want to screw and screw them. That's all healthcare is. Boy, they're screwing. We don't really want to screw the people that the Obamacare is screwing. We're going to find a different group of people to screw. Just decide who you want to screw, and we'll move on with health care. You know, I spent time in a hospital this summer in Ireland, okay? And I went into the hospital, and...
You went into the hospital?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I was playing golf over there.
Got it.
I went into the hospital, and the...
I thought you were like one of those therapy dogs to cheer people up.
No, but I found out the best job you could have in Canada is a person who walks around with a dog, literally, and it's a dog that people pet to calm down.
Got it. All right.
Now that is it. That's the gig. Boy, are you serious? What does that pay? It's phenomenal. You're just wandering around an airport with a big pup.
Did you hurt yourself playing golf? Why are you in the hospital?
I was in a hospital because I had pneumonia.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
At any
age.
And
I didn't know, and I'd walked 12 miles. The second day I got to Ireland, I played golf. I walked 12 miles. The next day, I walked 6 miles up a hill. The day after that, I wandered around with a backpack for about 4 or 5 miles.
Man.
I was just at the tail end of really quitting smoking, so that was going out the window.
Okay.
I thought, everything's okay. I woke up on 3 days after arrival, and I was having trouble breathing, which I thought, you know, was like, not terrible trouble, but it was like, it felt like a muscle pull. And then eventually, as the day unfolded, I ended up going to see a doctor, and then the doctor said, you know, we need to get you in. I went into the hospital. It was unbelievable experience.
You're pretty famous, but you're not apparently not famous enough to make TMZ. Lewis Black in a hospital in Ireland would be news.
Why did that not make any form of news?
Because nobody really, you know, there's no excitement over that.
So you're in a hospital.
Nobody cares. It was like, I always, the response would be, I always thought he was talking to us from a hospital.
That's a good point.
He's in a ward somewhere.
That's a good point.
And then the guys, Todd and Tyler, pretend that he's a comedian that wanders around the country.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In fact, he's just a therapy Jew that they take around Irish hospitals.
So I go, but I went into the hospital. Here's the difference. I mean, you know, they go, boy, that thing about that socialized medicine. Here's the thing. Right. I walk into a hospital, and we go immediately to treatment.
Man.
We go immediately to a diagnosis and a treatment.
Man. No,
we
no,
we don't
Lewis.
Have a discussion of whether I can pay for it.
Here's what I heard. You wait in line for like a week and a half.
No, that's not true. We all know that's not true.
It's not true.
Right, exactly.
No, I mean, there are things you do wait in line for, okay? If you've got the big things, right? If you've got, let's say you had to have something, you know, done. Let's say they discovered a cancer, and then you might have to.
Right.
But you might have to wait. But in terms of the care that I got, you know, it was, we will talk. This is what they said. Now, talk about relieving you.
Right.
And I don't need to be relieved, but I just, you know, but in the essence of the fact that I'm there and I'm having trouble now breathing, and they go, don't worry about, we'll talk about finances when you're done. You know, once we get you on the road to recovery.
Man, that's amazing. That's cool.
It is amazing.
That is cool. How close? I mean, did you take a turn for the worse, or everything turned out okay right away?
No, it was a slow go, but it was, you know, it worked. And I mean, it was 10 days in a hospital.
Did that cure you from smoking?
Oh, yeah, done. That's the best way to quit.
Yeah, I know. Our news guy, Craig, had cancer in the throat last summer. I think we told you that, but he beat smoking because of that. That's the best way to quit.
I'm trying the cold turkey route, and it's not going so well. Mm-hmm. I'll go like three.
You'd be better off screw a turkey every day. Chase the turkey around the yard, hold it down, and have at it.
Have you efforted quitting in the past, and it just hadn't worked?
Well, I was close to quitting.
Okay.
When this hit, you know, I used Chantix for a long time, and it cut down on about 95% of my smoking.
Got it.
So I would smoke like two puffs and throw the cigarette out.
Did you get angrier than you already are because you were trying to quit smoking?
Well, you know what's funny? I didn't, because the first part of it, you know, you kind of detox through it.
Right.
Now, 4 months later, after I've quit for 4 months. Now I'm really irritated. Now it's starting to kick in, the things, because now I'm starting to feel it.
Yeah.
And it's irritation. Here's a little one you're going to love that they don't talk about. Anxiety. You know, I don't need to take any anxiety pills. Why? Because I'm puffing away. That's what, you know, but they say, I'll have a smoke to calm down. Yes! It works!
Well, you know what you didn't do? Because I noticed this in that little video, you and Kathleen, that you look like you were pretty thin there. So you didn't gain any weight or anything. You look pretty thin in that video. Did you lose
No, that's the... Yeah, no, I did. I kept weight off.
Oh, good. Good for you.
But yeah.
Yeah, because I noticed
that. Yeah, because I have sex with a different turkey every day. It really helps. If you chase them around the yard, you lose 5-6 pounds a day.
And it's a different one every day? It's strange turkey? Yeah.
See,
or is that because they die?
So the Chantix worked for you, because I tried that as well, and it made me homicidal.
10 years ago,
Did it really?
He went crazy on it.
I had bad panic attacks for a long, long time.
Wow.
Actually, more suicidal, not homicidal.
Yeah,
it was
more suicidal, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, but, you know, they said it was because I smoked the pot, which I don't believe. I think... I think there's
more to it. I don't think that's true. It's weird. I mean, I didn't have that reaction, but I don't have reaction. I didn't have that reaction at all. It really did help knock out. Like, I could sit in a place and not think about how people would get up to go out and have a smoke. I wouldn't even think about it.
And you're not having those big old hacking things I've heard you before, Paul.
No, my voice is better than it's been. You know, I just wish I'd known. I thought I was allergic to stuff.
Yeah.
And I went to an allergist. You're not allergic to anything. Really?
Had you smoked since the 60s?
Yeah, I quit for about 4 years.
Okay. And then you started
back. And then I went back to Ireland to do a comedy festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it was every third person. You want to smoke? You want to smoke there? You want to smoke? You want to smoke? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And you'd go into a bar. This is like 15 years ago. You'd go into a bar, and it would be... Or 20 years, it would be filled with smoke. You couldn't see from one end of the bar to the other. So I would wake up, my chest would hurt. And I'd go, well, if I'm going to be smoking, I might as well choose the cigarettes. And then it was like, you know, it's...
All right, Lucy.
But now I don't have any... I think about it mentally.
Does your voice...
But I don't have any... The idea of somebody gave me a cigarette, I'd flip out.
Do you think your voice sounds better than this?
Hey, it's about time we do another Woody Allen dinner. I'm coming to New York in a couple of weeks. You around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. There it is. It says, this is like This Is Your Life. The new version.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I was in New York recently. I was going to call you. I was there with my girlfriend. And, you know, I took her to the West End Cafe. What is that great place?
West Bank.
The West Bank. Oh, my God. For the greatest pork chops ever. And I was thinking about you. But I'm coming to town, I think, in about 3 weeks. I don't know if you're going to be around, but I'm trying to put together another little dinner with Woody over at Jeff's house. So you in?
Yeah, if I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll call you.
All right.
Yeah, no, that would be great. How you doing? Things good?
Yeah, things are great.
What year did you guys first meet, Louis Black and Bobby Slayton? What year did you first meet?
1936, we were on a warship in the Pacific.
It was 38, but whatever. Who's counting? Whatever.
You didn't serve.
Yeah. We had a great dinner one night. It was me and Louis.
Now, you're talking about the dinner, but I'm talking about when you first met. What year was that?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
God, who knows? It must have been 25 years ago.
Now, with your personalities, never falling out? Because you're both similar dudes.
No clashes?
No.
Bobby ain't saying anything.
Well, it was 1938. I don't remember. but I do know that me and Lewis had this great dinner. If I can drop some names. You and me and David Brenner. And that's when Woody Allen brought Dick Cavett. And David Blaine came and showed us magic tricks for half an hour to shut me and Lewis and David Brenner up for a half an hour to watch those tricks.
Yeah,
it
you
was
three
just
together.
Great.
You're right.
That's how it works, huh?
And then I called my friend Jeff the next day. And he said... He goes, that we went through four bottles of wine, and you and me, Lewis, were the only two drinking. I think Brenner had one glass. So that was
is that it. Right? Yeah. We're good. It was great wine.
It was great wine. I felt great the next day. It was great.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, felt great.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, that we were the only ones drinking. I didn't notice that, yeah. But what the hell?
Four bottles.
You know, and I'm... And you know, and David Blaine showed up. That was insane. And that's insane.
That was insane.
That's just a weird story.
He literally goes, "Oh, look, my finger's gone. It's in the air." Woo-hoo.
That was the greatest. But the greatest part was that Woody Allen and Dick Cavett were both amateur magicians. And then Dick Cavett pulled the rope trick out of his pocket at the end. He was actually carrying the rope trick. Do you remember? And Cavett tried to top David Blaine with the rope trick that they sell at Fisherman's Wharf and Times Square magic shops.
I should have filmed this. Dinner, man. This dinner would have been a hit. I'd have watched that on Netflix.
And he was there with Sun Yi.
Oh, Sun Yi's wife was there. And
yeah,
was
yeah.
There.
Yeah. Great wife.
And they seem very happy.
Well,
very happy.
They've been together forever, right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Remember, you were drinking a lot, Lewis, so everybody seemed happy.
It was
there she is. Oh, boy, it is. It is This Is Your Life.
with love, Lou.
Lewis Black. Where can people find your dates, Lou?
LewisBlack.com.
All right. And
yeah, C-A-L-A-M.
All right, and Bobby Slayton's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnybonemall.com.
C-A-L-A-M, whatever the hell that is. Go on.
BobbySlayton.com. As a matter of fact, I like Lewis so much, if you want to see Lewis' dates, I put them on my website, too. So you can find out everything about him and Kathy Madigan at BobbySlayton.com. I'll call you in a couple of weeks when I come to New York. Hopefully you'll be around.
Okay, that'd be great. Right, it's good to hear your voice.
All right,
Lou, thanks for everything. We appreciate you giving us a call, man. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
You can call once a week now because I got a lot to get off my chest.
All right. Well, you know, we're not going to take you up on once a week because that's kind of overstepping our bounds, but we'll call him more.
Oh, no. We'll overstep our bounds.
No, go ahead.
We'll talk to you next week.
I like talking to you guys, really. Right. I mean, it's true, so it helps.
Thank you.
You know, and as long as they don't, you know, people in that this way, too, I get to just, you know, get stuff off my chest before I have to do stuff.
Oh, we're gonna
remember that I'm funny.
We're going to take you up on that.
That's what we're here for.
You got a deal.
All right, take care, bud.
All right, Lewis Black, Bobby Slayton.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.